Hello, 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 quarantiners. Yes, it's me, Remy. Today is Monday, August 17th. Did you miss me? I missed you a lot. I know. I said I'd be back in 2 weeks, and well, it ended up stretching a little bit. You'll understand when you hear what's been going on. As you know, at the end of July, my family and I took a trip to a house on a lake. A cabin, really. And let's just say it wasn't exactly the relaxing vacation we were expecting. There were some complications. The good news is I kept my recorder going almost the whole time, so I have a ton to play for you. You're going to hear every crazy thing that happened. And believe me, it's crazy. But let's start by talking about where we are right now. I'm finally home in my room. It's the middle of August. We're almost at the end of the weirdest summer of our lives. In a few weeks, school starts here in New Jersey. A lot of you out there have already started. Some of you are still learning remotely at home, but some of you might actually be really back in school. It's almost hard for me to imagine. It's been 5 months since I set foot in a school building. Here in Pine Hollow, they're giving us a choice. We can either keep learning from home or pick something called a hybrid schedule, where we go into school a couple of days a week. So far, Mom and Dad think we're going with that. We'll wear masks and social distance and do a lot of hand washing. It'll be different, that's for sure. And I know a lot can change between now and the first day of school. Honestly, the whole thing makes me a little nervous, but excited too. I'll keep you posted on how it goes. Let's see. I've been catching up on all the emails you sent me while I was gone. So many of you created awesome things. You sent podcasts and artwork and music, theories about the show and the gates, and alternate universes. They were all amazing and so creative. You all rock. I'm gonna try to shout out as many of them as I can. Okay, guess who else is back, quarantiners? It's everyone's favorite big brother, Alex! Producers, insert applause here, please.
Thank you for that fake applause. It's very good to be back from our nice, uneventful vacation at a relaxing lake house.
I already told them about the craziness.
You did? Well, in that case, better buckle up. It's about to get really weird.
And for this show, that's saying something.
You sent the producers all of your recordings?
I sure did.
You might want to set this up.
Okay, quarantiners. The last episode you heard was when we were headed up to the lake, and our good friend Gabriel Augustine dropped a shocker on us.
Holiday, the real Holiday over here, was found in the water in New Jersey. How's that for recap?
That should do it. So, like I said, this lake house, more like a cabin, I think it's safe to say it was not what we imagined. So give it a listen. It was already dark by the time we got there. Talk about quarantine. I didn't see another house for miles.
Feels like we're in the middle of nowhere.
I thought this was on a public lake.
The picture showed a little beach and a general store.
Maybe we just missed it in the dark.
Maybe.
Can Remy and I check out the house?
Here, take the keys. We'll start unpacking the car.
Is this what it's supposed to look like?
I don't think so.
Might be time to oil those hinges.
Where's the light switch?
I think I found it. Okay.
Creepy much?
It has its charm.
It does?
In a haunted cabin in the woods sort of way?
Mom and Dad chose this place for our vacation.
Okay, it's a little dated, but don't make them feel bad about it.
What are we supposed to do? Pretend we love it?
It's not that bad, so it's sort of old and dusty and—
Ah! What? What is it?
Spiderweb in my mouth!
You are saying...
Everything okay in here?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Huh, what?
No, it's just... The pictures of the cabin did not look like this. The listing said it had a new kitchen.
It did. In 1953. I'm gonna make a call.
It's fine, guys. We've stayed in worse.
We have?
I'm sure the lake is really nice.
There's supposed to be a motorboat, and we can do some cleaning in here, starting with the spider webs.
Thank you. One good thing. Looks like there's no basement, no creepy tunnel.
Maybe because the whole cabin is basically one creepy tunnel.
Shh!
Why don't you two go out back and check out the dock? Take the flashlight.
Okay, why not?
Well, there's the lake. It's big.
And there's not a single light out there.
Nope, seems like we're the only ones here.
Does that seem strange to you, that we have a giant lake to ourselves?
Of course it does.
What's that over there?
Looks like some kind of shack or boathouse. Probably where they keep the supplies for the boat. Let's see what they've got.
Ow! Ugh. Point the flashlight at our feet, please. I almost dropped the recorder.
Sorry, just checking the woods. Making sure there aren't any bears or other critters.
I'm not sure which one of those things is worse.
You sure you want to look in this shack?
Can't be any worse than the tunnel, right?
If you say so.
Whoa!
I don't understand.
Yeah, so what we found in that rusty old shack behind the rundown cabin was like a super modern secret office with all kinds of computers and technology. Who put it there and how did we end up at that house? Well, that's going to have to wait until tomorrow. Until then, I'm Remy, and yep, this is my life interrupted.